Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing to you Nila Ramsing. Nila is a certified life coach, suicide survivor, and author of Unleash, Discover Your True Desire, and Become the Happiest Person You Know. She is a leader with 25 years of experience working in the corporate world and an advocate for mental health and self-empowerment. She was born in Guyana and raised by a single father. Her early life was shaped by hardship, poverty, and trauma. As you can imagine, growing up in a small town, in a small home without running water or electricity, her world was a struggle. And I think most of us in the United States have no idea what that is
None.
like. None.
None.
As the youngest of three children, opportunities were scarce. And despite her father's best efforts, education was her only escape. She was forced to leave school. Her dreams of a better future seemed impossible at the time. And then at the age of eight, Nila was assaulted by a family member. And at 13, her pain became so overwhelming that she tried to attempt suicide, or she attempted suicide. She survived, obviously. But the question of why did she survive when she didn't want to, and why was she still here, has haunted her. It wasn't until much later that she realized that her survival had a deeper purpose. Though she lived with suicidal thoughts throughout her teenage years and into adulthood, she chose to keep going, partly because of her children. And she migrated to Canada in search of a better life, where she began reclaiming her power. She worked at night, went to school during the day to complete her GED while raising two young children. The perseverance is amazing for with this woman, I'm telling you. Through self-education, she became a certified life coach and began to confront her fears of judgment, stepping into a space where she could help others. One of her most significant actions was publicly sharing that she was a suicide survivor, a topic that many people are reluctant to discuss. The stigma is still real. As a coach, she has touched the lives of countless individuals, guiding them to overcome their struggles and unlock their potential. Her work is grounded in her transformative journey of self-discovery and healing, and she is passionate about helping others break free from negative thought patterns and create lives of fulfillment. Welcome, Nila. I'm so happy to have you today.
Julie, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure sitting here and talking to you.
Well, I'm just going to dive right into the hardest, if you don't
Yes,
mind.
of course.
Because many people live with depression. They typically, at least in this country, have not lived with the kind of poverty that you were talking about in your story. But there's a lot of hurt and pain in this
Yes.
country as well, as it's a human experience, right? So tell me about that time and what was it? How did you feel? What was going on with you? I know you had been assaulted. Was that the main driver behind your suicide attempt?
So at the time, you try at 8 years old, you don't know anything. You don't feel, you don't understand. So comprehending what would happen, I did not. All I know is I feel lost. And school was my only, like, I look forward to go to school. And the school system, how it works is you're in junior high. Before you go to high school, you have to write an exam. And it tells you by your marks, it tells you which school you have to go. So the school that I have to go, I have to travel about an hour in a vehicle to go to that school, which I don't have money. My father can't afford it. So what I did, I was little, not so big now, but still little, walked into this high school in the next village, which is would take me 10 minutes to walk to school every day. But you have to have a higher marks to go to that school, which is no sense. It's closer to home. And I went straight to the principal office with my birth certificate. And no parent, nobody. I just walked in and says, I can't go to that school. I would like to come to this school. And I got into the school. And
And
it
you were
showed
13 at the time? Or how old were
No,
you?
I was 11 years at that time.
11. I didn't know when junior
No,
high.
because
Yeah, okay.
this junior high for us is like not age 9, 10, and
Okay.
you write the exam and it tells you which school. So then I
Okay.
went to that school for about a year when my dad relocated into an area that, how do I put it? It's the same country, but I never knew it exists because there's no electricity, no running water, no roads, they're mud. And so we had to learn a new different lifestyle. So I continued going to school, but then I was taken out of school at age 13. So that was my lifeline.
Oh,
My
brother.
lifeline ripped out of me, and then I'm like, okay, what's the purpose of living? And
Wow.
that is when I attempted suicide. And the only thing that I remember in the hospital, I was awake. I look up at the ceiling and ask God, why am I here? What is my purpose?
Oh, wow.
So I continue growing and still don't know what that purpose was, but just know, okay, I didn't die, so now I got to live, but what am I doing? I don't know. So that's how I traveled through life for the longest time. It's long.
Wow. I'm surprised if nothing really changed right after that. I'm surprised that there were not more attempts.
There weren't more to attempt, but I was never too far from it.
Gotcha.
I was always, anytime a stressful situation, like throughout my life, I had my son when I was 17, and
Wow.
I was a teenager mom. And again, it wasn't back home in Guyana. Getting married at a young age is not uncommon. If you're like 25 and you're not married and have kids yet, you're basically an old maid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So North America is a very different belief and lifestyle as it is in Guyana. Now it's that way, but so I had my son at the age of 17. Well, rewind for a bit. I lost my dad at the age of 15. That was my world. So again, don't know what you're gonna do, but I guess there was higher power at play because it was a very, very tough time. And as much as this thought is within me, I didn't act on it. I wanted to, but I didn't. Then after my son was born, I had a reason. I have more reason to live.
Yeah.
Then when I migrated, because my husband and his family migrated to Canada, and that's how I came to Canada. At the age of 20, I came to Canada, and unfortunately, I became a widow that same year.
Oh, no.
Because my husband passed at the age of 23 from leukemia.
Oh
So
no.
again, the rug pulled out from under you again. So after years, I was lucky to have my late husband's family with me. They are still my family up to today. Up
That's
to today,
beautiful.
they're still my family.
That's
And
beautiful.
I don't, I can't, words cannot express how much I appreciate each and every one of them. Because they make me who I am today by me drawing that strength. As much I didn't share a lot of things with people because there was nobody to share with.
Yeah.
So now I travel again in a robotic mode. I'm a robot. So I live my life
Yes.
in a robotic mode. I went to school because, again, school is my thing. I will tell you, up to today, I become an education junkie.
Yeah.
I am still going to school up to today to
That's
take,
great.
yes, because I want to learn, I want to develop myself. In my family, I'm a cycle breaker. None of us had actually went on and do the things that I'm doing. But I never have my marriages and all of these things. They keep breaking because in deep inside of me, I am broken. And so everything else is broken outside of me. except my two children. So they were the ones that creating my life. They're the ones that I was living for. Everything I do, I was doing for them. My son born with cerebral palsy, but it's a mild case. But you would never know. Doctor says he will be in a wheelchair at age 16. He's 37 years old. Not in a wheelchair, working a full-time job. Don't, and he has a daughter that's 14 years old. So I'm a grandmother too.
Oh, beautiful.
And my daughter, she's 30 and she just got married last year. And she and her husband are living 15 minutes away. And she's pregnant now too. So here we go. I'm getting a chance because I heal. But how did that happen? It just hadn't happened like that.
Right. It took
I
a
went.
lot of perseverance, it sounds like.
It did. And I had to sit with myself because I did not go through therapy.
You didn't.
No.
That was going to be my next question. So you've done all of this yourself.
So one of the things that I did one day, and it was late at night, and I was in that dark place. I actually drove to the hospital thinking I'm going to commit myself in the hospital. But then I thought about what will happen to my two children. So I turned the vehicle back again, came home, locked myself in my room, I bawled and I cried and go through that whole thing. And then I get up and went for a walk. But I journal a lot.
Okay.
I write everything. I don't read, I don't think I ever read them. So when I one of the things that I did, it's I labeled journaling save my life. Because I didn't believe in sharing my story with anybody at all. Because who's going to use it? Because in family and everything, like you're thinking, oh my God, somebody going to use that against me. Somebody going to think I'm crazy.
Oh,
Somebody
yeah.
going to do this. So I was always living my life about what people think until I had to learn I don't care them.
Well, and that to me, that coming to that realization on your own
Yes.
takes an amazing amount of strength because I'm clinically depressed. I was diagnosed when I was in my mid-20s. So mine is a chemical imbalance. I've never tried to commit suicide, but I fantasized about it quite a lot back then. I don't think I could have gotten through it without therapy and without the medication that I'm on even today, just to keep that balance. But that was a chemical situation. That was not a, I didn't go through anything traumatic as you did. But I can't imagine. I know what, when you said that dark place, I know exactly what that is, where you don't feel at all.
No.
You don't, it's just you're blank and you're hopeless. And it's like I call it like sitting at the bottom of a well and looking up and not seeing the light.
I call it
That's
the
how it feels to
spiral.
me.
I call it the spiral darkness. And it's one of those things, the way that I word that is that when I go down in the spiral darkness, what happened once, I was sitting on my couch and I was spinning and the dark cloud, it's just spinning. So I shoot up from my chair like if somebody put electricity under my butt. I got up, I put my headphones on and I went for a walk. So it seems like my internal system was helping me along because what I start doing, I had to really sit down and really think if this is something that I wanted to do. If this was something I wanted to do, to be honest, after my children were all grown up and I'm an empty nester, I don't know if I will be able to be here in this world. Because then there was nothing left. There was nothing left for me to say, oh, I'm doing it for this. Oh, I'm doing it for that. The children was the post that I was holding on to.
Well,
And
and now you have to change it to you.
oh, I did. That's the only thing sitting in front of you here. And I can speak about this. And what I like to say to everybody is that Once you heal, you see yourself, you see that story as a third person. Yes. You see it as a third person from the out, you're looking in, outside. So I'm not like I don't, I'm not saying I don't stress. I do. I work in the corporate world. I'm trying to get out of the corporate world because one of the things that when I hear your podcast title, oh my good Lord, I'm roaming wild, and we as strong women always think that we can't do this and we can't do that and we have to grow, you know, we can't do all these things. And I'm living proof that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, whatever you want.
Know it. Absolutely. So you wrote a book then. Tell me
Yes,
about
I
the
did.
book. That's
So
amazing.
this is this that was also part of my healing process,
I
is that
imagine, yeah.
I didn't intend to write a book. Who the heck says 3 years ago I would be an author? Are you crazy? I barely have high school, and I'm working as I'm a production supervisor for a company. I'm working for the company for 32 years now.
Wow,
Out of that,
congratulations.
yeah, thank you. Out of that 32, I'm 25 years a leader, production supervisor in management. And I was like, oh my God. So I was journaling. These are my journals. And then I help a lot of people. I was like, oh, do I have a coach sign on my chest? And so I was helping a lot. So one of my employees said, Nila, why don't you put all of this in a book? And I'm like, yeah, right. And then as the years go by, it actually manifests itself because I wrote it and then I met, somebody walked through my path and heard what I did, and she says, "Why not put it? Why not publish it?" I'm like, "Really? Somebody gonna want to read that?" And that is how that became about. It was no thought that I'm going to be an author. It was my story that it's about our life journey and how my life journey, what I've learned, what I've given. And how it helps me become the person that I am. So I don't regret now. I will look back. I don't regret anything that happened. Remember, I asked the question at the age of 13, what is my purpose? So I've now been privileged to be living my life with purpose now.
That's
My purpose
beautiful.
is to save lives.
Yes.
Because, like, thank you for sharing that you were clinically diagnosed depression. But a lot of people, the reasons why some people who had attempted or complete suicide, it n doesn't have to be with clinical depression. It has to be
No.
with hurt, pain, assault. Something happened,
Yep.
and the taboo subject is, nope, you need to go in the hospital, you need to be medicated. So a lot of people don't come forward.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of people do not come forward. And I did my research, and one in five kids currently right now is being assaulted. And it's also happening to people they know, from the people that they know. And as much as we're talking about it, yes, we're talking more about it, but yet still not a lot is being done.
Right. Because a lot of we're talking about it in general. We're not like truly confronting the situation where it needs to be confronted when it's happening or before it happens.
That's
Because we
correct.
don't
So,
know.
no, and one of the things that I shared before is that we who has been through that path understand. I may not understand somebody else who went through similar, they went through similar, but I can't understand what they're going through inside. I choose to let it go because it's the past. It can no longer hurt me. It can't, it I only keep giving it power. So I let go of the past. I reinvent myself that I want to go to the future. So my goal here is to let people know you don't have to relive the past for healing. You have to
Absolutely.
accept it happen.
Just accept it and move on
Yes.
because it's you can't change it. You can
No.
only change how you think about it or how you allow it to impact you.
Yeah. And I refuse to let what happened affect me now. It's not as easy as done. You have to want it.
And absolutely. And I think the other part that's really critical in what you have said too is that it works for a while to hold on to, a foundation like your kids or your grandchildren. But ultimately, what's going to really allow you to let it go is you have to be living life for yourself
That's correct.
and not in a selfish way, but living life, like you said, with purpose and looking forward, not backward. Yeah,
If
for
you tell
sure.
me, if you tell me I would go on a beach vacation by myself, I would say 10 years ago, I would say, yeah, right. I go now, I go I book my ticket, I go travel myself. I do the things that if I want to come home, sit on my couch with the TV on, I do. If I want to soak in a bath, I do. I do what's necessary and right for me. And I'm not saying I disrespect anybody. I'll be there for you, but there's time I take for myself also.
Well, and you can't be there for for other people if you haven't taken care of yourself.
That is correct.
And there's a difference between giving and sacrificing. I would like to freely give, but I don't necessarily want to be a martyr.
Me
And that's
either.
where a lot of self, people who are trying to be humble and to give and give and give and give and give, what happens is they give it their whole self away and they don't have anything to give after a while, and then they become resentful.
That
And they
was
play the part of the martyr,
like that was me because I thought for me to live a good life and have a relationship, and I had to be a certain way, and I have to keep giving regardless if I agree or disagree. So I was constantly living my life for other people until the day I learned. I was in a meditation class, and I asked the lady if she knows somebody who can help me, and this is what I'm looking for. And then one guy said, Nila, do you mind if I say something to you? I said, sure, go ahead. I don't mind. He says, you know, whatever you're looking for is inside of you. Nobody will, you wouldn't find it from nobody. But at that time, I didn't understand. I did not understand what he was saying. It took me a little while when I found it, what I was looking for. Then I realized what he was saying. And since then, I stopped looking outside for what I want. I would sit with myself and I would speak. I actually, thank God my son don't think I'm crazy, but you know.
Do you talk to yourself? I
No,
do
when I'm meditating,
too.
I will speak to myself when I'm
Yeah.
meditating, or I, because for many years I never look in the mirror.
Oh.
I never ever look in the mirror. So when I found myself, I couldn't see myself enough in the mirror now. So, like in the morning, I'm like, you got this, girl. You got going on a podcast. Yeah, you're good.
Yep.
So I will tell myself, I will speak to, I will look myself in the eye in the mirror and tell myself if I look good today or if I look tired today, I will be honest with myself because nobody.
Yes. It's exactly right. I love to think about we are all it's like we're all packaged up with everything we need to have a happy life, and we're delivered here on this earth. And a lot of us look around, and this happens a lot in junior high school. in those teenage years where we look around and start comparing, well, my ribbon isn't as big as your ribbon, or, I don't have this in my package and you do. So as soon as we start comparing ourselves with others, I think, and then valuing something that they have over what we have, that's where all the dysfunction comes from. Because I think all of us are meant to be successful. All of us are meant to be happy. All of us are meant to create value in the world exactly how we are, how we got here. We all have, things we want to work on or learn more about, but that's just part of life, and that's what gives us the wisdom. Yes.
Yes,
So
but those life experience is
yes.
what makes me into going into life coaching.
Yes.
Because as a life coach, I can't make you change. I can help you see the things by letting you tell yourself, what is it that you need? What is it that you need to fulfill? I just guide you through that path of listening by being
Yes.
an active listener, then get those words and help you see yourself the way you want to be seen. I can't tell you that you need to let go, and I can't tell you need to do something. I will help you yourself. So that is the strength that is one of the reason is how I help people to move through their own journey. I don't ask people what they're being through. I ask them if it's possible to let that part go. And if you let that go, you need to fill it with something.
Yes.
What would you fill it with?
What's next?
Right?
Right? Yeah.
So I got I was a what now? That is my go-to. What now? Okay, you're doing this podcast. What now? Right? So that is the rule that I take with people is I tell you upfront. I will never tell you what to do. I will not
No.
tell you what to change, but I will ask you a question, a lot of questions, and then you will hear yourself. And that is the guide
Absolutely.
that gets you where you want to be. So that is the help that, yeah, these are the things that inspire me to help. And by sharing these things is why I said you don't have to relive your trauma to live your best life.
Well, and the nice thing too is your story serves to illustrate how you can move past all of that and let it go and do something so beneficial and wonderful for everybody, for humanity, as a life coach for sure. So I have three questions for you that I ask at the end of every episode. And so the first one is if you could close your eyes and describe what you see in your mind's eye when I say wise woman, and then open your eyes and tell me about what you saw.
Wow, that just image just pop up, and
Yep.
oh my, the funny thing is, a wise woman. When I see, I actually saw myself, and it's I can't believe that that's what pop up in my head. We went to a British tea party. We all dressed up like old British women, hat, the mitts, and the fluffy. And that's what just popped into my
I
head
love
because
it.
it's somebody older. And I guess that's where the wise came in. So that is what popped into my head.
I love that you said yourself
Yes.
because that is true. That is true. And the fact that you can look in the mirror and you can say, you're a wise woman. And you're wise because you've taken everything that has been in your box, in your gift box, and you have persevered and you have grown. And you're still growing and you're still learning. And I love that. That's perfect. Next question. Where do you like to roam?
On a beach with sunshine and sand.
And you're in Canada, right?
Where it's rain right now, and I still have a chunk of snow in my backyard.
See, there you go. There you go. Well, shoot. If you were down here, we'd go to the beach right now. It's only an hour away.
One day.
Yeah. What makes you restless, Neela?
Oh
Restless
my
in a good
God.
way.
I am so restless because I told you I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to go to work till 6, but I get up. And I wanted so bad to leave my corporate job and do what I love full time, which is speaking and all over the world travel.
Yes.
I am so restless right now, and I will continue being restless. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to continue being restless so I can fulfill my goals and dreams of saving lives.
I love it. I'm so happy to have had you on this podcast. I'm so happy that you applied, and I'm so happy that we've met. This is awesome. Great, great, great.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, I'm going to put in the show notes the title of your book, Unleash, Discover Your True Desire, and Become the Happiest Person You Know. Can we have a link to that book?
Yes,
Can you
this is on
provide that for
Amazon.
me? Okay,
Yes, I can provide
perfect.
it. It's
I'll
on
put that
Amazon.
on there. And then the second thing, where can people get a hold of you directly? Do you have a web page or LinkedIn or what?
Yes, I do have LinkedIn. I do have a LinkedIn. I have a web page, and because I'm not fully business yet, the web page is there, but just the web page. So
Okay.
you can get all of me LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay.
Yes.
And Instagram, you said.
Yes. And
Okay,
they're all
perfect.
under, yes, they're all under Neela Ram Singh.
Okay. Well, that's
If you
easy
type
enough
in
then.
Neela Ram Singh on Google, it all comes up.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I hope
Oh
it
my
gets
God.
warm up there here pretty soon. Today is the first day of spring, you
Yes.
know.
It is warm right now, but it's raining right now. I can see it on the door.
Nah.
Julie, thank you so much. You
Thank
are
you.
giving the voice for us who is now learning this journey. And it's a pleasure to be on your podcast. Very heartfelt.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much. I appreciate your learnings and your wisdom.